delighted to have you in the podcast where all stories are welcome and the masks come off. Welcome, Yash.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And I'm so delighted that you are here with me for Soul Brew with Shiva and in Coffee and Soul. So thank you so much, Yash, for making the time. I really appreciate your doing this.
For me, as a first timer being on a talk show, thank you for the experience, actually.
Oh, it's fabulous. I was so inspired by what you were doing that I said, I must have a chat with you. And we'll talk about that as you go. Do you have your cup of coffee with you?
Yep.
All right.
But my mug is a bit different.
That's all right. That's okay. Yes. Different strokes, right? So cheers. And it's lovely to see you. And here's to life, Yash. And here's to you. Hope you continue to do fabulous stuff as you keep going.
Thank you. Thank you for that, actually.
Pleasure. So, Yash, I'm going to ask you to keep that cup of coffee in your hands, between your palms, and sit back. And can you just close your eyes? Think of any visual that comes to your mind. What do you see when you think of this warm cup of coffee in your hands? Is there anything that comes to your mind?
Mall of India, Punjab Cafe.
Really? Why? Wow. Why is that? What does that bring for you?
My India vacation before this entire disaster happened.
The COVID. How was it for you? Did you enjoy the Mall of India?
I mean, overall, the experiences was good because first, I got to watch my favorite movie, Star Wars, in 4D.
Wow!
And second thing, I just got to reconnect with some family members from my mom's side.
Yeah. It must have been lovely, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. And sitting at the Punjabi Dhaba, you said? So what
Punjab Cafe.
Punjab Cafe. Yeah. Amazing, no? What it brings back. There's a hot steaming cup of something in your hands. And,
Yeah,
there's some very interesting things that you're doing. And in fact, let me talk about it in the sense that that is what really, as I was saying, inspired me to call you for a Soul Brew with me, is this podcast that you started doing for youth, particularly with emphasis on learning challenges and living with those challenges. So tell me, what brought you there? Why did you do what you did?
Basically, I myself have experienced those issues, most of them, not all, like ADHD, ADHD and dyslexia, I experienced them in various parts of my childhood. Right. So that's what brought me to get this podcast up and rolling.
And what was your idea? What did you want to do by doing this?
So I wanted to make the world more aware and supportive to help the special needs students become less anxious, not thinking what other people think of them. There's a special kid right there, and his brain has a bit of a deficiency and all. But the thoda sa supportive environment create karna cha raha tha isse.
And it was so good that I'm sure there was a lot of success in what you tried to do. So you have gone through these challenges yourself. What has it been like for you?
It has been like mix of tough and a mix of good, bad and ugly times.
Yeah.
Where good being in the sense that I've managed to, with some tools, managed to bring down most of my challenges.
Yes.
Such as the Velcro mentioned in the ADHD episode.
Yes.
And bad. I had temper tantrums back before, but I managed to control it using deep breathing and mindfulness.
Right.
But there's no ugly, unfortunately.
I'm so glad to hear that. And I don't even, you know, wish that on you. I think you've done such a phenomenal job. But when you say that, you know, you dealt with it with mindfulness, is this a practice you do every day? Is that something that comes to you?
I make it a habit to do it every single day, but sometimes I may even forget to do it because when I wake, when I try to wake up, I try to become mindful, but
yeah,
the opposite happens. I tend to do unmindful things, yeah, such as being disorganized is one. Yeah. And
that's common to all of us. Yes. I mean, I am till today so disorganized, you won't believe it. I was sharing with you that, you know, you were saying that your next episode is going to be on dyscalculia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What makes you feel that that is something you want to talk about?
Because as a kid, I had arithmetic weakness in some areas of math, especially algebra.
Yeah.
It was the worst topic and I really hated it.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I've done maths, I felt like, why is there even maths applied in the school curriculum?
Right.
Ban it.
You know, I so resonate with what you're saying. I was sharing with you. I definitely have had dyscalculia, I think, because I have the same feeling. I had the same feeling for math, and I continue to do that. Now, no matter what anybody would say, that is a reality for me. So what is it that you really enjoy doing?
Sometimes I enjoy listening to music.
Yeah, yeah.
Then watching movies and exercising, working out.
Yeah, yeah. And what kind of music do you like listening to, Yash?
Bollywood, Hollywood, any type of music.
Any type of music, yeah. Yeah.
Even if you tell me to listen to Celtic music, I'll do it.
Really? Yeah. You're that fond of music. Do you also sing or play an instrument?
Sing, no. But I just only listen.
Yeah. And that itself is so joyous, isn't it? So beautiful. Yeah. Tell me, how has... you're now in Singapore, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're based out of that. Do you enjoy living there? Is it fun?
A mix.
Why? What makes it a mix?
I mean, wait. Before I answer that, you're in India right now, right?
I am in India. I'm in Gurgaon right now. Yes, that's right. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So coming back to fond of Singapore, the only thing that I like about Singapore is that everything is connected. Yeah. Everything is connected and everything that you want and need is available here.
That is true. That is so true. I used to live in Singapore for a while. So I totally... very, very long ago. Around 30 years ago. That long. So I lived here and I worked here for a while. But as I said, it was very long ago.
Mm.
And even then, it was fairly connected. So I hear what you're saying. And I resonate with that. So, Yash, when you talk, when I think about your podcast your messaging on that was very, very inspirational for a lot of people, right? Did you also get some reactions on that? Did somebody say how they felt after listening to it?
I got some reactions from my army mates.
Right.
He said it was very honest.
Yeah.
And the second, I only got two comments from the army folk. Right. They only said it was nice.
Right.
And honest. That's it.
Well, that itself is a huge thing, right? When some honest, I guess, is how you were in the entire episode, which is your experiences and how you went about it. I think that's very powerful. Tell me about some of the things that you've really enjoyed doing in your life so far.
Basically, hanging out with friends.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of friends?
Only a limited group, but
right.
It's growing. It's growing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Then, I don't know, sleeping is another thing.
Yeah.
And exercising.
Yeah.
Which kind of keeps me healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And reading.
And reading as well. Yeah. You enjoy reading?
Yeah.
Yeah. And exercising, is that something that you do every day or how is it?
Sometimes I try to do every day. I At first, I didn't like exercise, but now I do.
Yeah.
But some days I have to force myself out of bed to go down.
Yeah.
And exercise, and then come with the reward of just coming back and sleeping.
That is reward in itself, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
But it can be a bit weird also, because I wake up at odd hours in the morning to go and exercise, like 2 to 2:30 I go, right. And I come back, sleep.
Right. Yeah. No, and that is, you know, whenever you find the time and whenever it's comfortable for you, that's the best thing, right, to do in this. You also told me you enjoy watching movies. Star Wars is your favorite one, right?
Yeah, Star Wars and The Lion King is the second favorite.
Yeah. So what appeals to you about both these movies? What appeals to you about Star Wars?
Star Wars, there's a good side and there's a bad side.
Right.
Lion King, is just spreading the message that one position doesn't matter. It's just what matters is family, not just that one position.
The position of being a king. That's what you're saying. Yeah. And what matters is family. Wow, that's beautiful. Is that true for you? Even in life, do you find that is something? Yeah.
Sometimes it can be a mix of both. Because there's this public speaking community that I tend to go to before COVID. But that I applied the position of becoming the president, overthrowing the current one.
Yeah. and did that happen for you?
Not really.
Yeah.
But after 2 years, I think it will.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure the thing to do is to keep going at it, right? Yes. Not to give up. And to just keep going at it.
But I have to pay the fee to keep going. Otherwise, they just kick me out like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But that means that there is a lot of... This is something that you really want to do, is it? Do you enjoy public speaking?
I tend to practice it. And it's a good experience for me, actually.
Yeah, and that's also very helpful when you're doing your podcasts and, you know, as you're saying, you're growing your circle of friends and all that. That becomes, important to do, I guess, yeah. But the fact that you want to be the president, I think that's amazing. And more power to you, and I hope it happens to you soon, for you soon in this one.
But I called them and I asked them if I can just select me as president today.
Yeah.
They said, sorry, Yash, you're going to have to go through multiple stages, attend the meetings, and then maybe you'll be selected as president one day. But I didn't have the time to pay the fee, so I just lost that chance of being a president for these 2 years.
Yeah, but it can come back up again, right?
Yeah.
What do you think when they told you that, you know, you have to go through multiple stages? Does that make sense, that you slowly need to keep building up your strength and then get to that space? Is that clear to you? Or how do you feel about that?
50-50.
Why is that? Why 50-50?
Because first 50% was my laziness telling me that no need. I would rather just be where I am. The second 50 tell me that, Yash, come on, just try attending the meetings. Who knows you? A few meetings down the line, you will be selected as president.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's this wonderful saying, you know, that if you might reach for the moon, but if you don't even do that, you will not even get the stars in your hand. No? So the idea is to reach for that, and you don't know what is going to open up for you, right? Yeah. And I think that is what you say in your podcast, in a manner of speaking as well.
Oh, you mean the yes, you can believe you can think?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh. Tell me, you have been doing this podcast. What is your podcast called, so that the others know and they can go and listen to you on that? And I'll put it down here as well. So.
Okay, so my podcast name is Yes, You Can Believe You Can by Yash Kumar myself.
Yes.
So it basically concentrates on the tips and tricks and aiming to make the world more aware and supporting to special needs kids and adults, absolutely, both in the school and the workplace.
Yes, yes. And it's very interesting that you bring this up about the workplace also, because often there may be a little more awareness around it in schools, but in the workplace, it can be pretty unforgiving, no? Would you agree?
Because if you show one sign of ADHD or dyslexia while presenting your meeting or presenting your presentation in a meeting, they'll say, well done, and then all the clap, but in their brain, it'll just say, who the hell is this?
Yeah. The world has to move a lot more, Yash, to be truly empathetic with people who are different. That doesn't mean they're any less. It's just different, and that's okay. No,
so, right.
And you're so right. And this work that you're doing to make that happen, to bring more awareness around it, I think that is fabulous, very, very creditable. Because people just sit down and not do anything about it, but you are not doing that. No, you're sitting. You're trying to educate the world about this.
I'm also trying to come up with various ways apart from this podcast to help people with special needs and with learning challenges and special needs.
What else are you doing? That's so interesting. What else are you trying to do?
I'm trying to see if you can implement. So this one, I had a crazy idea from one of my family members.
Yeah.
Who showed me a machine learning app that got me thinking. How can machine learning and special needs be combined together?
Wow. Okay. And is that something that you're actively working on?
No.
Yeah.
Every time I have to remind myself that, Yash, just do this. It doesn't even happen that way.
Yeah. But it begins with an idea, doesn't it, Yash? That's the beginning. And after that, you never know when it's going to germinate into something much bigger.
Shall I show you my website?
Yeah, please do. Please do. Wonderful.
So basically, this is my website. Yes, you can believe you can.
Yes.
I know it's the same as my podcast and all, the title is the same. But let me just show you the mantras that I live by.
Yes, please do that. Please do that.
So here's one mantra that I live by, success.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I even try to hope for success. I get the opposite. But always I try to keep myself in a positive mindset no matter what.
Mm.
Bad things always happen, right, to us.
They can also happen, but so can good. You're right. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Bad things can happen, but all you have to do is keep a positive mindset that it will be all okay. Apply the tactics of Hakuna Matata mentioned by the Disney movie itself.
The Lion King, yeah.
And this is the second thing that I live by, never, never give up. There was this one time, right? I almost gave up while trying to do monkey bars, but luckily, I had this attitude of not giving up. Otherwise, I would have still been stuck at one and falling down on the ground.
And you went ahead and you did it, huh?
Yeah.
That's great. This picture that I see here, where you've written "Never, Never Give Up," where is this and what is this about?
Oh, this one
is
about not giving up.
Yeah,
and it's located in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Ijen.
Okay, all right.
So I could have been, and it was really, the smell was really funny, but I could have been just bogged down by the smell and back down. But I decided to keep going and witness this amazing sunrise over here.
Wow, wow. Look at that. And there's some very interesting things that you have written here. Did you?
Oh, yeah, it's here.
Right here, yeah. Wow, look at that. That's you, Riyash, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And this is after you really climbed up right on top?
Yes.
Is that the peak? Wow.
It's like above the crater, actually.
It's above the crater. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. So how was that experience for you? How was it all in all? What did it teach you? What did you learn from it?
Persevere even though challenges will occur.
Yeah.
And challenges to aate hi jayenge na.
Bilkul.
Aapko ye determination rakhna chahiye ki aage badhte jao.
Bilkul. And you know, absolutely right. Aur ye, if everybody was to believe in that and to work on that, there would be nothing to stop you. Right?
Correct.
Brilliant. Aur batao mujhe iske bare mein. Tell me more about this beautiful website you have.
It was made this year.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And there'll be more updates apart from these motivational quotes and methods. There'll be more things added to it, such as thoda sa products honge isme.
All right. What products are you thinking of, Yash?
That for ADHD, they need to carry a checklist, right?
Right.
So I'll just make something and I'll put it after Connect With Me, which is okay. Going to come soon.
Okay, great. So is that something that you did? You carried a checklist and you found that as a very good thing to do. And is that something you advise people with ADHD?
Because earlier, right, in back in basic military training, my first 4 weeks, I used to lose my stuff everywhere.
Mm.
I used to go to the medical center. Mm. I lost my bottle. I needed my first aid kit.
Mm.
Wasn't there.
Mm. Mm.
And when I was one, okay, so ek aur cheez.
Haan bolo.
Jab Friday ko mera release hota hai na army se.
Yes. Haan.
For 1 week.
Haan.
That time I used to screw up like really badly.
Yeah.
Kabhi bed theek nahi hota tha mera, kabhi uniform ekdam zameen pe pada hua tha. Aur bas to isliye that's why I told myself to keep a checklist.
That's brilliant. You know, we all need tools to keep us centered and keep us organized. Every one of us. And you found your tool. And I think that is fabulous. And many people will benefit from this tool.
Okay, so I'll just stop sharing. I just needed to share this with you.
Yeah, these are the pictures. I wanted to also see your pictures and for everyone. Hmm. 5 key ingredients of success in a that's your those are the 5 things you talked about it.
Yes.
Right? It's identification plus acceptance and then go down.
Yeah. And implementation. All this you have to cook up together in order to form success.
Absolutely. So you have identification, acceptance, tactics, mindset and implementation. And your mindset includes the never give up, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. It's brilliant. It's really amazing. It's very inspiring, Yash.
Mm.
Great. Okay. All right. Super. So you worked on this website yourself?
I had a bit of a challenge. No, a bit of a thing that my mom helped me a bit.
Sure. Yeah.
Otherwise, my mom just helped me on this website.
That's fabulous. That's what families are for anyway, no? Yeah. As you said, it's all about family. So tell me, who have been the people who have been really inspiring to you as in your journey?
Outside family, there's this one guy, you know Bill Cosby, right?
Yes, I know Bill Cosby, yes.
He inspired me because his one text told that when you desire for success, if you want to succeed, your desire for success must be greater than your fear of failure. Teen baar try kar chuka main is formula ko.
And does it make sense? Did it happen?
Huh? It did.
Wow. Wow. What a thing to live by, Yash. What a thing to live by. That is so, yeah. That's my goosebump moment of talking with you.
But second thing that has inspired me is not the people, but some tool called... This tool has actually helped me concentrate back in my school since I myself had ADHD, always got up on my seat, went around
mm.
on a school tour myself. But you know Velcro, right?
I know Velcro, yes.
To keep my attention and nervousness at bay, I was touching the Velcro with my fingers. That's what helped me.
So it would just ground you when you would do that. Yeah, yeah. And that is a tool that really worked for you. You said that also in your podcast, right?
Yeah.
I would invite everyone who's listening to this to listen to Yash's podcast. It's quite amazing. If I was to ask you that, if you were to give a message to people who are going through the similar kinds of challenges that you're going through, and all those who don't know how difficult it is to go through something like this, and because that is the challenge is the acceptance of people and the understanding of people. That is the reason why you want to create awareness around it. So if there is a message you want to give out in the world, what would it be?
The message that I would want to give out in the world, that would be just whatever people are saying, just pay attention to it and just carry on doing what you like.
Yes,
even though you have a learning challenge and people ridicule you, then they call you mentally challenged or special child. Don't pay heed to them. Just do what you like to do and do what you need to do. That's it.
Thank you. And that is a powerful message, to just do what you have to do and not get stopped by the people's perspectives, which probably need to be... Actually, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
The fact that they don't see and they don't understand the beauty in diversity and how different people are and how much to learn. Yes, go ahead, Yash.
No, in the normal people, their head is like everyone must be like them.
Yeah.
They cannot be children with a bit of learning challenges, shortcomings. I mean, I wouldn't say shortcoming, but a bit of uniqueness.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is the right word. So when you talk about normal people, I don't know what is normal anymore.
Everyone is just people.
Everyone is just people. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just different, no? It's just different. And I think that's what it is about. Anything else you'd like to say?
Okay, so this, in case if one of your audiences are listening to, are suffering from ADHD, this, I'm giving one important tip, not one, two important tips.
Yes.
One is always draw yourself out, because facing this situation. Second thing is carry a checklist.
Yeah.
The second thing is for survival. The first thing is for overcoming the problem. That's it.
That is a strong message. And really appreciate your sharing that with me, Yash. And through me, hopefully it will reach out to others as well. Yeah. And I, for one, am really looking forward to for your next episode.
Don't worry, it will be released soon.
Yeah, and I will look forward to going through it, definitely. I wish you all the best, Yash. Thank you so much for making the time to speak with me. It's wonderful. It's been wonderful talking to you and exchanging ideas and getting a sense of what you are, who you are, what you believe in. I loved your website. I love that picture, Mount Ingen, right? Engine? What is it? Engine?
Oh, not engine, Egen.
Egen, sorry. Forgive my short-term memory is a little strange. But thank you so much. And all the best. I hope that once this COVID and all is over, I'd love to have a real coffee with you.
Yeah.
With you. Your next trip to India or my next trip to Singapore, and just catch up over a cup of coffee again. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, I would also, but I just hope this COVID nonsense gets over real quick.
Yes, I know. Everybody is so fed up, Yash.
Thank you for having me on this show.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I thank you for making the time, and I wish you all the best with whatever you plan to do. And I'm sure the never, never, never give up is going to give you tremendous strength as you keep going forward.
Has been giving me strength, and it will be giving me strength.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Yash.
You're welcome.
Take care. Take care of yourself. Thank you for your time and attention and for being a part of Soul Brews with Shiva. Until next week, keep the coffee swirling.